St. Mark takes such an interest in recording small details, little details, and today, three times he mentions this colt, a donkey, an untrained donkey, one that has not been ridden on, a fresh donkey. It's not one that you would expect the king to ride. In fact, you'd expect the king to be on a thoroughbred, a war horse, perhaps, as Pilate himself would have ridden. And yet, our king rides a donkey, a reminder of his humility, a reminder of his willingness to humble himself, to make himself our Savior and Lord. And all the same, the people recognized him as Christ and cried out, "Hosanna," which means save us, save now. Let that be our cry this day as we enter this Holy Week, that we could cry out with all the saints, "Hosanna." During this Holy Week, I really do encourage, as I have in the past years, for each and every one of us, and maybe as a family, to take an opportunity to read one of the Passion narratives again. If you don't know where to find them, it's the last three, go to the last three chapters of the Gospels. And it's usually the last two chapters, the second and third last chapters of the Bible or of the Gospels. Or if that's too long, at least read Psalm 23, the psalm that we just heard sung for our responsorial psalm, which David, some 1,000 years before Christ, prophesied, told us what Jesus was going to endure. And St. Mark, especially in his Passion narrative, records little details that we might just say, yeah, that's all nice and good. But they're little details, if we pay attention, where he's painting a big picture that Jesus Christ is king. Not a criminal, a king. Notice Pilate says, "What am I to do with your king?" And they don't quibble with him. They just say, "Crucify him." But unlike kings of the day, instead of being anointed with costly perfume as he is about to be coronated, he's instead given spit. Instead of being given a staff, a scepter, which proclaims his power and his authority, he is beaten with a reed. Instead of receiving the acclamation and the homage of the people, they mock him, they tease him, and they cry out, "Crucify him." Instead of a throne, he ascends a cross. All because he is king. But not king in this worldly sense. Not king in the sense that we might desire him. Not king in any sense that we might understand. Rather, he is king of our lives. Is he just king when we're here at Mass? Is he just king when we're doing certain things for the church, certain things for our community? Or is he king of our entire lives? He wants to be king of our entire lives, not to rule and command, but to lead and guide. And when he's king of our entire lives, we find him saving us. The crowds couldn't understand fully what they were crying out as they cried out, "Hosanna." They couldn't understand fully what they were crying out, "Crucify." But the cry was really the same, wasn't it? Come, save us. Jesus Christ, by being crucified, becomes king. By being crucified, becomes Lord. By being crucified, becomes Savior. And by being crucified, gives us eternal life.